Coming.
Oh, hello there, sweetie. Sorry, I'm not interested in switching energy providers. I know you're just doing your job, but... Oh, wait. You're John's friend, right? I think I recognize you from his photo wall. Come on in. So, would you like dinner, a bath, or perhaps me? I'm kidding. I've always wanted to say that, though. The look on your face is so adorable. I wouldn't mind setting you up with either of those, though. Oh, are these flowers for me? Thank you, darling. These are beautiful. How did you know my favorite flower? You just guessed? Really? It's so right on the nose, though. But thank you. It's been a while since I've gotten flowers. You're so romantic. Oh, John isn't home, by the way. He's currently out of state for a business trip. Oh, you knew? Then what are you doing here? You wanted to meet me? I'm flattered. I've actually been curious about you too. As John's best friend, I mean. No matter how many times I ask him to bring you over, he refuses. I wonder if he's embarrassed of me. Anywho, what about this old hag are you curious about? Just speaking the truth, honey. I'm old, divorced, and I've got nothing going on. What would a handsome young man like you want to do with me? A date? With me? I don't really know what to say. No one has asked me out like this in over a decade. And I'm not even dressed up for the occasion. Did you have a reservation at a restaurant or something? Didn't plan that far, huh? Did you expect me to reject you? Come on, I have eyes, and I'd like to think I have good taste. How about you join me for dinner? Set up a little candlelight, bring out the red tablecloth and everything. I made a little too much pasta, forgetting John isn't here to have any. You can eat his portion. Sounds good? Great. Go ahead and take a seat at the table. I'll need to go change and plate the food. I haven't had this much fun in a while. Oh, you tell such amusing stories. It always amazes me how different our lives are. I was a partygoer, loved going outside and experiencing the world. While you're the opposite. Maybe one day we can travel to your dream country. Let you see a different part of the world. Wouldn't that be fun? Well, while John was away for college, I spent my time checking off each country from my bucket list. The Americas, Europe, Asia, Africa, you name it. I haven't completely visited every single country, but maybe you can help me fill out the rest? What am I saying? We just met today, and yet I'm asking so much from you. Really? You'd like to travel the world with me? It's a deal then. But you can't ditch work. Prioritize that first, okay, darling? I'm stuffed. It's been a while since I've eaten with someone else who isn't my son. Was the food to your taste? I'm glad to hear that. I hope to make it for you again sometime. You look like you want to ask me something. Let me guess. Is it about my husband? I guess it would be suspicious for a taken woman to ask another man to travel the world with her. Well, he left a long time ago. While John was in elementary school, my husband and I started to have a lot of marital problems. Infidelity on his side, him constantly borrowing money from not only me, but from John as well. Bringing home women with friends and trashing the place. I'm okay. My one and only son has been by my side this entire time, and I love him for it. And you, thank you for coming by to keep me company while he's gone. Well, I guess this is it. I appreciate you coming by. How did you get here, by the way? You walked? It's pretty late in the evening, too. I'd feel terrible for you to walk home late at night. And John took the car, so... You can stay over if you're comfortable enough to... sleep under the same roof as me. Oh, really? It gets even worse. You see, John locks up his room when he's away, and we don't have a spare bedroom. And I don't want you to sleep all alone downstairs on the couch either. The only available bed is... mine. Would you like to sleep with me tonight? I have extra pillows too. And I'm not talking about the ones on my body, by the way. Sounds like a deal then. I'll wash the dishes. You can go ahead and get ready for bed. Upstairs, down the hallway, and to the left. Feel free to take a shower while you wait, okay? Darling, where did you go? You just finished showering. I'll get you some spare clothes, okay? Here you go. John's spare pajamas. They should be in your size, I hope. Sorry for walking in. I thought you were already in bed. You don't mind if we share a blanket, do you? It's been really cold recently, so I switched to a thicker one. All warm and cozy. Are you going to stay with me for the weekend? You don't have work, right? I see. Then, would you like to accompany me to the supermarket tomorrow morning? I need to stock up the fridge. And if you'd like, we can buy ingredients for dinner. I'm thinking of making your favorite food. You know, as thanks for making my weekend a little less lonely. Don't worry about the money. You just pick out the ingredients and I'll pay for it. Mommy's treat. Hey, what I still don't understand is why you're going out of your way to spend time with me. Not that I don't want you to or anything, but rather, today is our first meeting, and you already want to do more things with me. Why is that? I don't understand young people nowadays. Although, if you're pulling some kind of prank on me, you're really pulling on this old lady's heartstrings. You like me? How could that be? We just met today. Love at first sight, huh? I didn't think I'd get to experience such a thing. But now that I think about it, your eyes seem to wander, huh? You don't need to deny it. I admit, some parts of me are much larger than I'd like them to be. but if you like them so much, then I suppose it's not a bad thing, right? You're cute yourself, you know. How many girlfriends have you had? This is that low of a number? You must be joking, right? I mean, you're funny, handsome, and super kind. I don't see why you didn't have that many girlfriends. I really do mean it, though. Oh well, I'm just lucky, aren't I? Because you're mine now. And I definitely won't be handing you over to anyone else. Although, won't others find our relationship weird? Surely it must be odd for you to be dating your best friend's mother, right? I suppose it won't matter since we're both adults. Screw what they think. We should live our lives not worrying about others' opinions. That way, we can enjoy ourselves even more, don't you think? Of course, while staying completely legal. May I share a kiss with you? To celebrate our new relationship? Thank you, darling. Just a short one for today. But sharing this kiss with you means a lot to me. I finally have motivation to keep going. A new reason to continue living. The world isn't ending anymore, now that you're in it.